about the last time you tried to change, fix, design, or solve a problem in your life, and you really didn't know what the outcome would be. Maybe it was a challenge you took on following a promotion at work, the search for a apartment in a new city, or an effort to organize your neighbors to deal with a block-wide problem. You might have felt a mix of things, excitement, commitment, and nervousness, all at the same time. You might have been secure in your skills and prepared a creative approach, yet still felt like a beginner. This is really common. When faced with an open-ended challenge that doesn't have one fixed, right solution, we can all feel like beginners. And it's true. We are inexpert in that particular problem. However, if we have practiced how to tackle an open-ended situation and learned how to handle all of the complicated feelings that arise while doing so, we can improvise our way through any challenge. This is a story about a group of beginners facing a large, messy, creative challenge and bringing all they had to it. It's a story about a big opportunity hiding in plain sight and about finding a signal within a noisy, complex system by listening to the clarion call of human suffering and fear. It's about resilience, inventiveness, improvisation, humility, and many leaps of faith. It's also a story about Edith Elliott, Katie Ash, Shahed Alam, and Jesse Liu, four graduate students pursuing degrees in international policy, civil and environmental engineering, and medicine. Their lives took an unexpected turn when they met during a D-school class called Design for Extreme Affordability. As part of the class, they began to work with the Narayana Health Hospital chain of cardiac care centers founded by a charismatic surgeon, Dr. Devi Prasad Shetty, based in Bangalore, India. The team was asked to travel to India, find opportunities, and design solutions to improve the patient flow in order to help the hospital get closer to its mission to deliver high-quality, low-cost care on a wide scale. When they started, the team had a lot of support and a willing partner, and they had already experienced a few of the assignments included in this book, specifically Assignment 23, the Monsoon Challenge, Assignment 60, I Like, I Wish, and Assignment 77, Stanford Service Corps. But their biggest advantage was that they went into the situation without being fixed on the exact problem they would tackle. What the students thought might be the need and what they actually found turned out to be two very different things. No matter your skill level or the scope of the challenges you take on, approaching the unknown with the spirit and tools of inquiry will help you uncover bigger and better opportunities than you could imagine beforehand. That's just how design works. It can take you on a journey to learn not just how to solve a problem, but also how to identify what problem might be so worth solving that you reorganize your life around the endeavor. That's where we hope this story ends anyway, but that's not where it begins. Like so many great tales, this story starts with a miscommunication. Representing the team, Edith and Katie flew to India full of excitement. But the first thing that happened was a big mix-up. Their partners at the hospital thought they were coming the following week. No interviews or interactions were set up. Left to their own devices, they had to improvise from the beginning. They were issued passes to observe and move around the hospital. One thing they noticed were the crowds of people gathered, standing or sitting in the hallways. Early on, they met Anand Kumar, a nurse in the hospital, and he began to show them around. Edith and Katie interviewed patients and heard a lot about their experiences in the hospital. And they interviewed some of those people waiting around, who turned out to be family members of patients. They learned it's common for people's family members to accompany them to the hospital and wait for long periods of time. They heard stories about anxiety and concern, and that the family members didn't have information about what was happening to their loved ones. What was their condition? Their prognosis? What would happen to them once they returned home? They realized it wasn't just patients who were suffering. Their family members were too.